It is arguably one of the worst roads in Northern Ireland, and I presume the whole way from Randallstown to Castle Dawson is going to become a dual carriageway, or am I overstating it?
It is indeed, yes. I'm delighted to announce today that we'll be proceeding with the A6 Randallstown to Castle Dawson dual carriageway. It's an investment of about £116 million.
And what is the timescale? We don't have the best of lines, unfortunately, but what is the timescale?
Well, work will commence in about a month's time, and it'll take about 3 years to complete this phase. Now, this, of course, is, you know, phase one. Phase two is the Dungiven bypass and is and onwards towards Derry on the A6. We know is a strategic carriageway for people heading from the northwest into Belfast and from Belfast to the northwest. One of my priorities coming into post was to redress the infrastructure deficit west of the band, so certainly this is a great day for us.
What's the chances of there ever being a Dungiven bypass?
Well, we appointed consultants in May. They are now looking at the best route and how to deal with this. I am determined to deliver a Dungiven. It's highly needed. Just as this stress of the A6 will be going ahead, the bypass will be going ahead in years to come also.
Yeah, the idea of having a motorway from Derry to Belfast, that's not a runner at all.
No, the most appropriate type of road here is dual carriageway. The tests have been done, the different impact assessments have been done, and dual carriageway from Derry to Belfast is the best cost-benefit analysis, certainly shows that.
Will I see a dual carriageway then? I'll accept a dual carriageway. Will I see it in my lifetime if I live to 70?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to see this part of it in the next 3 years. And as I say, you know, I am determined to deliver as much of this scheme the whole way to Derry as I can in this mandate. So over the next 5 years, you're going to see a massive difference to this road.
It is incredible to think that it's 2016 before we've got to a point where there may be a stretch of acceptable road going from the likes of Randallstown up to Derry. This is something that should have happened decades ago.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I came into post in May. I said my priority would be to tackle the deficit in infrastructure west of the ban. Here we are a couple of months later. I'm delighted to announce a £160 million investment. I think going forward, this is going to be very, very important to, you know, regrow our economy in a reasonably balanced way. So then this will be great news to 18,000 daily car users who come down this road and are stuck in traffic. I think this will be a good news day for them.
It's going to increase the value of housing around Toome and places like that as a dormitory town for Belfast.
Absolutely. You know, this has all been done in conjunction and partnership with local community, who are delighted to see this news today. We had local MLAs here on site at the announcement this morning in Toome, and they're all delighted to see this sort of investment in their local community.
The idea of the road being improved will be welcomed, probably not by everyone. I'm sure there's people within maybe a green lobby somewhere who feel that money could be better spent elsewhere. But that particular stretch of road, it is difficult to make the point that it is an acceptable set of miles along from one town to the other. It is winding, it is twisting. There have been serious accidents on it. It certainly was crying out for improvement. While the improvement is ongoing, will we have a situation where that road will still be used and the dual carriageway will be built slightly to the right or left of it? Or does it impact on daily travel? Will there be, you know, nightmarish hold-ups over the next 3 years?
Thankfully, the vast majority of this is new road, so it's offline, so there will be, you know, minimal impact to existing traffic. The one area where it is on the same route, we will be making sure that there's still two lines of traffic going past. There may be very minor adjustments to be made to traffic, but no, I'm delighted to be able to say that this is offline, this is new road that we're building.
And we have it 100% guaranteed, because we've had so many conversations in the past with previous ministers about stretches of road that were going to be delivered in Northern Ireland that never came to pass. This one is happening.
Yes, this is happening now. We're moving ahead with these vesting orders, and, you know, work has already, archaeological work and advanced work has already begun here this week on site, and construction work will now be commenced in late September, early October. And as I say, I think the local community and those who use this road daily will be delighted to hear that.
Those farmers that are going to lose land, the people who may lose houses, are you going to be significantly compensating them?
Yes, well, there's a process in place with all government departments around the vesting of land, and that will certainly be taking place. My officials have been liaising with local community representatives and, you know, stakeholders in the community and landowners for a number of months, if not years now, and I'm delighted that, you know, that process is coming to conclusion and we're now about to commence with construction.
But are there people vocally objecting, those who may not want to sell a house, may not want to come away from a family property?
Well, as I say, with any major infrastructure project like this, and this is a £160 million investment, there are always those people you have to work with, but I'm delighted that officials have done. They've worked with stakeholders, they've worked with landowners, and there are no major blockages at this point.
And do they just get the current value, or do they get special compensation?
Well, there will be a legislative set down for all different types of land and different structures and different properties, and that's something that they will have worked through with the landowners.
Yeah, there's that local impact that we always have to consider. But anyone who regularly drives from Belfast to Derry, as I'm looking at this through selfish eyes, as I often do, that road is crying out and has been crying out for improvement for a long time, and unfortunately lives have been lost on it. Minister, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
No problem, Frank. Thank you.
That is the Minister, Chris Hazard. Any objectors there to the Money Neck Road being improved? Do let us know. 90333105. As for the Dungiven bypass, you know, I've been waiting since I met my wife, because my wife is from Dungiven. This is why I have a vested interest in this. It's a blooming nightmare of a road. Any improvement to it has to be welcomed. However, maybe if you're losing your farm or your house under a vesting order, you mightn't be so impressed. And if you're of a disposition whereby you see money better spent on maybe public transport or a rail network as opposed to improving the roads, you might have a point to make. However, I'm going to speak selfishly one more time and say anything that improves the journey from Belfast to Derry, to me, sounds like good news. Right, 29 minutes past 11. Good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.